Hey, welcome back to the CA Power Players Podcast. I'm Cody Askins. Today I got a special guest all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the CMO of Nye, Schloss, and Fleming, Mr. Bill Caray. Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Loving life in Pittsburgh. Feeling great this morning, Cody. How are you?
I am amazing, man. I love what y'all are doing. We've got a chance to hang out multiple times and talk a lot. We're going to do a bunch of stuff together this year. I'm excited about what y'all are doing as an integrity company, as the company that's, you know, the agent's highway to success, which is on the YouTube channel, which I love from a phrasing standpoint. Dude, you guys put out a lot of content. So I'm just excited about, you know, hanging out with somebody else that does a lot of content, helps a lot of Medicare agents. Y'all do more than just Medicare, but primary focus is Medicare. Would you? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. For those that don't know you and the company, I'd love for you to tell them a little about you, the trajectory of the company, everything you have done. Also, at any point during this, if you are listening to this, you're like, man, I want to learn more about what they're doing, how they help Medicare agents, because they have thousands of active Medicare agents they're helping. Huge company doing a bunch of big stuff. Bill has been accessible with his phone number through text. And then Dylan is also going to add the link in description to their YouTube channel as they're putting up videos multiple times a week for Medicare agents. So I'll jump to you, Bill. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a really cool ride for me. I actually hadn't thought about it for a while, but I was talking to my mom in the car this morning. And yeah, I'm that guy that calls my mother every morning just to check in.
I love that, man. That's cool.
Yeah. But it came up that it's going to be 20 years for me at Nye, Schloss in August. And I was like, wow, that's wild. Like I was 24 when I started, but it's cool that we were a small 8-person shop when I first started, you know, regional brokerage, PA, Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, just helping folks with, you know, underage medical and Medicare too. And I really think the way that we're not trying to give agents solutions in a box, I think it resonates with people that it's just not just like, this is our program, the end. And I think that's part of the reason why we develop good relationships with people and we've been able to grow over a very long period of time, is that, you know, we take that individualized approach to each agent, because not every agent's the same. You know, some agents are great at meetings. Some agents are great at calling leads. You know, some agents are really good at grassroots marketing, but you know, we always try to identify like what's going to help this agent be successful. And I think, honestly, looking back at the last 20 years, I think that's the biggest reason why we've grown and why agents keep doing business with us is, you know, not only are we innovative, but we're always looking to take a one-to-one approach with our agents. And I think building relationships that way has really been why we've been successful.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Cause there's so many agencies where it's either like small and super hands-on or big and you're a number. I don't feel that from y'all at all. You're mentioning that. How do you be a large company while still individually helping people around the country like y'all do?
Yeah. You know what? I think it comes down to culture, which is such an overused word these days, Cody. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, there's a lot of times where I hear people talking about our culture this and our culture that. And really what they're talking about is, oh, we get food trucks on Wednesdays. And like, we do happy hour Thursdays where we roll around the scotch cart, you know, and it's like, to me, like, I get why people think that's culture, but I think when we talk about culture at our office, it's about how are we going to engage with an agent to help them make more money for their family next month than they did this month. Maybe you can do it by having very hard line boxes around this is what we do. And I understand why that's expedient for some organizations, but I just think agents are individuals. They're not all the same. And if you try to take a standard stock approach to how you're going to help an agent be successful, yeah, you'll help some people. But you can't help everybody. And that's what we really focus on. If we tried to take a hard line approach around this is what we do, could we work with more agents? Absolutely. Would we be helping agents be as successful as they could be? No. So, you know, that's just the choice we make, is we're going to be a large company that's going to try to operate like we did when we had 8 people. And that's really important to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of people do talk about culture in that piece, you know, instead of, I like that. Like, hey, it's not about what we do, what we like, you know, do for them on a Thursday. It's like, hey, what, how do they feel about being here? What do they say about us when their family asks about what they think of their job and their career and what they're doing and the company they're with, you know, like, yeah, that's good. And you know, that you can tell a lot by how often they refer other people to be a part of the, you know, the family, so to speak, you know, like that's a big piece.
Yeah. One of the things that we have a couple newer marketers that have started working with us here in the last like 6 months. And we were having a chat the other day about helping agents develop and build a business. And I gave them a couple examples and I said, hey, have you heard us talk about this agency? Have you heard us talk about that? And I pointed to three agencies. I said, have you heard us talk about those agencies before? And I was, and they said, yeah, we've heard their names. Mm-hmm. And I said, each one of those principals was an individual personal producer working out of the trunk of their car when I started working with them in 2003, 2004, 2005. And now they've got really productive, successful agencies. And not just because of me, because of the way we tried to help them build a business. And that's really cool. Like, you know, it's to me, like coming into work every day, it's not about making money. Like making money is nice, but it's about like how many lives can you impact, like helping people build success and then helping others build success in their careers. Like that's just a cool thought. You know, it's really motivating when you come in the office. It's like, you know, how many people can we help build a career in Medicare today? You know,
totally. Yeah. It's a bigger impact. It's a bigger feel. It's really cool. I like the concept you just mentioned of building a business. I think a lot of people in the insurance industry, they don't wake nobody, you know, I mean, it's rare. my dad's been in business forever, but it's rare that like somebody comes in and is like, hey, dude, career day, I want to sell insurance, please, you know, line up. But you can build an amazing business. You know, I think it's the best career on the planet. A lot of people are coming into the space or they're considering Medicare. A lot of people on the life insurance side are giving Medicare a huge look, as they should. Other than being an entrepreneur, building a business, residual income, like, why do you think someone should give Medicare specifically a massive hard look?
Well, so I'm gonna give you the 30-second elevator pitch because I actually just gave this to somebody yesterday. That working in the senior market is the unicorn of careers, and here's why. Because in sales, there's two things that you need to make a sale. You need to have a product that has value, and you need sense of urgency. Because otherwise, you can't tie a sales down. So in the Medicare market, you have unlimited opportunity because you have all of these people turning 65 every day. So you've got a big demographic tailwind, first and foremost. Secondly, you usually don't have to convince someone they need something in addition to original Medicare Part A and B. You know, by the time you start to talk to someone, they've got so many pieces of mail, either from the federal government or from all of the insurance companies. They're like, okay, I think I need a Medicare supplement or an Advantage plan, but I don't even know what they are. And there is an intrinsic sense of urgency around the 65th birthday or when they're retiring, if they choose not to take Medicare at 65, there is that intrinsic deadline that pushes sense of urgency. And then after you've got someone on Medicare, every fourth quarter, it's everywhere. Hey, you got to look at new plans. December 7th is coming. So you've got all of these factors that are really built together that help drive the sales process. But beyond that, the residual income that's available in the Medicare business is tremendous. And that's why we see so many folks who maybe start with life and they're good at it, but they get worn out with the, I constantly have to kill to eat. That you can truly build a business with recurring revenue in Medicare that's different from so many other lines of business.
Yes.
The other thing I'll say too, and this is the touchy-feely part, Cody, is you're getting to help people. And that's really a value. Like I remember when I was first in the business, my grandmother was in her 70s and, you know, she had the pre-standardization Medicare supplement policies where you could actually have two or three of them all at the same time. And she was paying upwards of $400 some a month, thought that she, you know, was doing the right thing. And I was able to cut her premium down in about 15 minutes to $180. And my grandmother wasn't a wealthy woman, like, but she thought that was she was supposed to do. And, you know, that's what you can do for people. You know, and it's a really gratifying feeling to be able to build a business, take care of your family and help people all at the same time. Like, it makes it worth getting up in the morning.
Yeah, it's special. Yeah, it is touchy-feely. It's cool. I think one of the things that I love about what y'all do is you're very, because a lot of people that are new to Medicare, they're coming to Medicare or they're in Medicare, they view it as like, you know, a little overwhelming, complicated, you know, a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving pieces. Y'all do as well as anybody I've ever seen, and I want my audience to hear this, at educating agents on the in-depth pieces of how to build a business with Medicare. As an example, some of the most recent titles on our YouTube channel, does MA service matter? How can you take advantage of huge MedSup cash bonuses? Tips to improve your Medicare educational events. Huge growth expected for certain five-star MA plans. Like, there's like, you know, CMS proposes new guidelines. How to plan for growth for 2023. Like, these are things that you are talking about every day. And it's really cool to see, because there's a lot of channels in the industry, even like mine, where it's just like, dude, we're helping everybody. And you can and you do. But you are very focused on the senior market, on Medicare, and putting out phenomenal, which is why you have, you know, over 4,000 subscribers, and you'll probably, your channel will probably double this year, that are very focused on providing specific value in the market. And so why do you think that's important? Because you guys do that really, really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work, but we think it's really important. Jill Henderson, who's my business partner, you know, she kind of handles operation and service, and I handle sales and recruitment, and we work
together.
Love
Jill, by the way. Freaking love Jill. She's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. She's my PIC. She's my partner in crime. But, you know, it was her driving at me saying, Bill, we need to go from doing webinars for 20 to doing YouTube content that lives forever. Like that, like, and she said to me, she was like, what would you give to be able to get that message that you put all that work into for that webinar, to get it in front of 1,000 people or 2,000 or 5,000? And I said, that would be great. Like, one of my favorite parts of my job is helping to talk about concepts that may be complex and trying to make them simple. Yes. And that's a lot of what we try to do on the YouTube channel, but Jill really pushed us to do it. And we set out with the goal of trying to film content 5 days a week. And we don't accomplish it every week, but we get pretty close. But between my show Near and Far that I do, we've got other shows that we do that are kind of focused on different elements of the business. But you know, we think it's really important because, if you think about how agents communicate with distributors, people don't pick up the phone anymore. And part of the reason why is the phone rings and they pull it up and they say, I don't know this number. They don't answer. And rarely do they listen to voicemail messages. So, you know, cold calling to try to talk to agents doesn't really work. Email marketing generally is less and less successful every year. You know, but what do people like to do? They like to watch videos. I like to watch videos. And so we thought, how can we build content that we'd want to watch? Mm. And at the same time, have it be fun and light and informative. And so that's the goal every day. And I think we're getting better at it. You know, but yeah, that's the thing, is we just want to position valuable content to senior market oriented agents that can help them make more money tomorrow than they made today.
Yes. Yes. And if you guys are out to listen, you're like, man, I like this Bill guy. I love that they're putting out content. I want to grow and build a real business. I love Medicare. I'm interested in Medicare. I just have questions. I just need help, mentorship, whatever. Right. Yeah. He just pulled out his cell phone, and Bill, is it okay if I give him your cell phone number to text you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
412-401-1415. Again, 412-401-1415. Shoot him a text, right now, and say, dude, I'm watching the episode with Cody and I like what you're saying, man. I want to build a real business too. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. Who are you, speaking of agents, who are y'all best at helping, you think?
I think there's probably two pools of agents that we're best at helping. The first pool is agents that are high producers that want to build an agency. Because that jump, I don't want to say it's not hard from going from having a 10 agent agency to 50. It's not that that's not hard, but you've already kind of got the infrastructure in place. Like you may need to augment some things, but that's not difficult. What is difficult is you're going from Bob Smith, personal producer, to Bob Smith, I have five agents that are working with us. That's a hard jump. And we've spent a lot of time really thinking through what's the infrastructure that's needed. How do you, and the most important part really is how do you build a value proposition? Because it's all well and good. Like so many agents are like, I want to be a GA. How do I become a GA? And it's the first question that we ask to people, Cody, is tell us why in 30 seconds someone should want to do business with you as opposed to someone else.
Wow.
And that's the thing. If you can't in 30 seconds tell an agent, you should do business with me because, then you're not ready. Mm. And that's something we honestly spend the most time on with someone who wants to make that jump is what's your value proposition. And, you know, we've got tools and resources that we can help to plug in with the agent who's looking to make that jump, because once you've got a value proposition built, you've got to be able to continually provide value to the people that are choosing you. So we're really good at that. Or at least I like to think we're really good at it. The other thing I think that we do better than a lot of folks is working with the agent who's new to Medicare. Because we actually will spend the time to educate someone, to help them build a business plan, to understand, okay, you've been selling life or you've been selling, I would say long-term care. There aren't a lot of people that write LTC anymore, but we just had an agent who was leaving long-term care to come work with us, which is why it was top of mind. But, you know, somebody who's been selling group benefits, you know, whatever, they're coming from there. They want to sell Medicare. I think our staff wants to take the time to do that. And I think a lot of shops that are bigger distributors, they only want to work with someone who already knows what they're doing. And do we like working with an agent who's already selling 100 apps a year? Sure. But at a certain point, if you are not developing new agent relationships and helping people get into the business, you wither and die. And, you know, plus we like doing it. You know, that's the thing. Like, if you don't like helping agents get into the business, you're never going to be good at it because it's just going to seem bothersome to you. But we really enjoy doing that as an organization. It's fun.
Yeah. I love that you say that too, because I do agree. And I've seen this to be true. There are numerous Medicare agencies, IMOs, FMOs, et cetera, that would love to just work with great producers wanting to build an agency that are already successful at Medicare. There's not a lot that would love to work with somebody that's brand new, knows nothing, can spell the word, but doesn't know anything else, and can actually develop them from that. And so I love that you mentioned that, because you would assume too, like you guys have a, I'll be up at your office next month. Like you guys have, you know, an impressive operation. I'm excited to see it. You know, you would think that you wouldn't need to work with new to Medicare. And so I love that that is a focus, a priority, and you'll really want to help those people, because that says a lot about the organization as a whole.
Yeah. You know, it's something we've always done. I'll be honest. I don't know anything different than that. You know, that was one of my first jobs when I started working with this agency in 2003 was, you know, I was helping agents exit long-term care production because the long-term care market was really starting to degrade then, 2003, 2004. And I was helping them learn how to write MedSup. Mm-hmm. You know, what's this plan's A, B, C, D, E, F, G? What are those? Because we didn't have K, L, and M yet, or N. You know, but we taught them that. And then we were teaching agents about Medicare Advantage when that really got big in 05. You know, so we were teaching that. And I feel like the majority of my career, and by extension, the rest of our organization, has about teaching and educating. And so, you know, we talked about culture a little bit earlier, but, you know, when you have a culture organizationally that is about training, education, and development, then it just comes naturally to say, okay, you've been a final expense producer. Let's teach you how to write Medicare business. You know, and final expense producers honestly are the easiest agents to transition into Medicare sales. It's super simple, because if you think about it, you've written final expense before. You know, the questions on the final expense app are virtually identical to the knockout questions on a Medicare supplement app. So you start with that as a basis, and it's like, oh, okay, well, this is pretty easy. But yeah, I mean, that's just our background. It's we're trainers and educators and developers, and that's why we fit really well with agents who want to learn the business.
I love it, man. Well, last question. This has been a phenomenal interview, by the way. Okay, thank you for being on. You guys let me know in comments below what you think of Bill, what you think of this interview. Give us some feedback below, and reach out and text him. If someone is like, why should someone take y'all serious, look at the, go follow and learn from the YouTube channel and reach out to Nice Lawson Fleming?
All right, Cody, let me ask you, I'm going to answer your question with a question. You ready?
Okay, I like
So have you ever been driving around on the road and seen a motorcycle with a sidecar? Like they kind of look a little weird, right?
Yeah.
You know, you look at them a little funny, but have you ever seen one on the road?
I believe I have at some point, but man, it's been rare.
Okay. So we look at the way we interact with agents as being the sidecar on the motorcycle. And here's why we think that way. You can work with someone that is running ahead of you and pulling you along. Okay. That's not partnership. You can look at someone who's behind you, pushing you in a certain direction. That's not a partner. We're sitting in the sidecar as you're driving your motorcycle, trying to go to successful land. Yeah. And we're sitting there, we're just kind of being your co-pilot. We're being your partner. We're shoulder to shoulder with you. That's what we think about. Like we've actually talked about it. Like we're the sidecar to someone's success. Because we don't want to push them and we don't want to drag them. We want to be shoulder to shoulder with somebody. And if an insurance agent is looking for that type of relationship, that's who we are. And they should text me.
That's a phenomenal answer. That's the best answer I've ever been given when I've asked somebody that related question in general. You're not in the back of a semi. Your car's not getting towed with you sitting in it or getting trapped in the trunk. Like you're in the sidecar, you know, or you're in the sidecar either way. Like it's just cool. You know, I love the analogy. It's good. So good. Well, Bill, give him your cell phone number one more time.
Sure. Agents that want to talk to me, figure out if we can work together and how we could help you grow. My cell number is 412-401-1415.
I love it, man. Dude, thank you for being on. I appreciate you being a part of today's podcast, and I'll drop in all the value. I'm excited to do a bunch with you guys this year and come up and spend some time at the office. I love the operation. I love the people, and I really appreciate you spending some time and bringing value to our audience today.
Yeah, it's been great, Cody. Thanks so much.
Dude, thank you, buddy. Okay, those are listening to Power Player Podcast. Do a few things, man. Reach out to Bill, get some help. Also, Dylan, who's right across the studio, is going to be putting a link to the Nice Lawson Fleming Medicare YouTube channel in the comment, in the description. Make sure you click on that. Go subscribe. Go check out their content. They have phenomenal content for those that align with what Bill is saying. We appreciate you listening to the Power Player Podcast with CMO from Nice Lawson Fleming, Bill Caray. And we'll see you on the next episode. Adios.